I'm going to turn the mic over to Mrs. Lisa Duke. She can share her story. She lost her son on November 13th, opioid overdose. So here's what she has to share.
It's nice to see everyone here today and to support each other. I had an 8-year war and we lost. And sometimes I feel like my right arm's cut off because I love him and miss him. He was only 25 years old. He was a very nice boy. He was kind. He didn't cause trouble. He loved snowboarding. He loved motocross. He loved going boating with his dad. He was a fun child. We didn't have trouble with him. And then when his teenage years, he started hanging out with the wrong people. And things went wrong, and he ended up in several rehabs. He ran away from one of them. Then he was sent to one in Florida. I was so upset as a mother that he ran away from a rehab, so I went with him for 6 weeks. I left my job, I left my boyfriend, I left my house, and just went with him so that he did what he was supposed to do, so that he did go to his meetings. And then I participated in Al-Anon. Where I was at, there were 2 Al-Anon meetings available a day. There was beginning Al-Anon, and there was advanced Al-Anon. And I ended up with an Al-Anon partner, and her and I talked for years. And it's nice to have an Al-Anon meeting to go to meet with other people to support you of what you're going through. I did put some flyers on the table over there of probably like 20 different meetings you can go to. And even though it says Al-Anon and they talk about sober living, they are talking about alcohol and drugs. So they do talk, most of them are all about the drug addictions. What we also went through to help our situation as part of trying to get him to be in recovery, we would go to a detox, and then he would go to rehab, and then we would go to transitional living, which is called a halfway house. The halfway houses, they had rules, they had drug testing, you had to be home at a certain time, you had jobs to do. You had to earn your keep, and every halfway house had a fee where that's why you worked to pay for it, or your parents helped you pay for it. Some of them were $400, some of them were $2,000 a month. And so you really did have to have your job and be responsible and learn how to participate and, you know, to get a job. And then sometimes, you know, relapse is part of recovery. So you would get in trouble at a halfway house, but that doesn't mean you go home. At that point, you go to another halfway house. And it is kind of a vicious cycle, and so it can be costly, and some are less expensive. And I've heard that there is funding available for people to go. So I guess that's what I'm looking for, is to have encouragement to find a halfway house for a transition to be able to, you know, eventually get a job and to participate in your community and with your family and loved ones. And I guess other than that, I'm very upset about the manufacturing companies of OxyContin. Why did they mass produce like that, and why are we all victims?